We'll get into our first story with the help of our engineers, Seth Samuel and Chris Hoff.
Hello. Hi.
All right, boys. Have you ever lifted up a couch cushion to get the pocket change and ballpoint pens that find their way inside?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Of course you have. We all have. Well, inside the couch, you might have noticed a little tag printed with the code TB117.
TB117? What's that?
Basically, this little tag tells you something that's been added to your couch, or more specifically, to the foam it's stuffed with. We're talking about flame retardants, chemicals that keep the couch from catching on fire if a candle falls on it or a cigarette.
Wait, isn't that a good thing?
Well, for the past 40 years, some scientists have been saying these chemicals are bad for us. They could lower fertility rates in adults and IQs in children, and they could even cause cancer.
Yikes.
Right. So, in response, politicians like State Senator Mark Leno are helping rewrite the standards for what goes into our furniture. The California standard is pretty much the default throughout the country. Change couches here, and you'll most likely change them everywhere. So, we wanted to know exactly how bad are these chemicals, and what would any change to the law actually mean? Reporter Eric Newman got off his own couch to find out.
Arlene Bloom and I are standing in an upscale furniture store in Berkeley. The showroom is full of brightly colored chairs and couches, purple, gray, and blue, with whimsical patterns and elegant modern lines.
So I guess it's pretty much the same between all different pieces of furniture.
Yeah,
it's that
like
same.
These kinds you can't really see, but I bet if we picked it up and turned it over on the bottom.
Bloom is the executive director of the Green Science Policy Institute. They're an independent research group that studies the chemicals used in household products. She also used to be a chemist at UC Berkeley. That's where she studied flame retardants, including one called Tris that appeared to change DNA and possibly caused cancer. Back in the 70s, her work got these chemicals out of kids' pajamas. They used to be used commonly. Now she's trying to get them out of furniture.
There we go. Let's look at this nice chair.
Bloom's tall, with long gray hair, and most of the time has a big smile on her face. When she looks around this store, though, she isn't smiling.
This article meets the flammability requirements of the California Bureau of Home Furnishings Technical Bulletin 117.
The offending item is a comfortable living room chair covered with dark purple fabric and filled with either chlorinated Tris or something called Firemaster. Both chemicals are toxic. And Bloom says,
basically, the chemicals, the way they're used in furniture, do not help.
In other words, there's enough to make you sick, but not enough to actually stop a fire.
In fact, if you wanted the chemicals to work against a small open flame, your chair would have to be about 50% flame retardants. If your chair was 50% flame retardants, that would work, but you wouldn't be very comfortable sitting on it, and the potential health effects would be really serious.
Right now, California furniture makers, like the ones who make the stuff in this store, have to use chemical flame retardants. State law says that foam in couches has to withstand an open flame for a few seconds. The chemicals help it pass that test, but once a fire catches, they stop working. Even so, the rest of the country pretty much uses the same standards because they want to sell stuff in California too. California State Senator Mark Leno is trying to change those standards.
Hence the need for this bill. It gives consumers fire-safe choice in their purchasing decisions.
The new standards will still require furniture to be fire-safe, but they'll change the test so that just the outside cover of furniture has to withstand a smoldering flame like a cigarette. That's a common cause of fires, and it has nothing to do with foam, so manufacturers won't need the chemicals. And if they can save money by using one less ingredient, that's probably what will happen. At this point, the science is pretty clear, and the changes are supported by pretty much everyone involved, like furniture makers, the foam industry, medical associations, California politicians, even firefighters, who are often exposed to chemicals and smoke. The only people who don't support them are the ones who make the flame retardants. That company, Chemtura, are based in Connecticut. They weren't willing to be interviewed, but their communications manager, John Gustafson, offered this statement.
By taking this action, the Bureau is setting back fire safety in California. We will be disappointed if this misguided proposal to lower fire safety standards actually becomes law. Efforts to eliminate the open flame standard are in direct opposition to the views of Californians and independent fire safety experts, who support strict flammability standards, which have been proven to prevent fires and save lives.
After leaving the furniture store, I head back to my house for a closer look at my own couch. It's tan with flecks of gold and probably came from a thrift shop, and it does kind of send up puffs of dust every time I sit on it. I've never looked, but sure enough, under the cushion is a TB117 tag. I start thinking harder about those puffs of dust I'm breathing in. Even if the standards change, old chemical-filled couches like this one will still be around. So how bad is that dust for my lungs? And is there something I can do to avoid it? I'm happy to get up and go find out.
So we're in my office, and the first thing that likely has chemical flame retardants, but I have no way of knowing this, and that's a big part of the problem, is my very comfy office chair that's ergonomically designed to help me stay productive and free of low back pain.
This is Ami Zota. She's a postdoctoral scholar who studies reproductive health at UC San Francisco. She's been studying chemical flame retardants since 2007, and I'm hoping she'll tell me what I'm exposing myself to when I sit on my own couch, or really any couch.
Studies on brain cells and studies in animals, as well as studies in, populations of California kids, have shown that these chemicals can affect the way the brain develops, even leading to reduced IQ points.
Arlene Bloom says they've also been linked to increased obesity and anxiety, low birth weights in children, and reduced fertility in adults. When I bring this up, Zota confirms it and says there are other long-term effects too.
These chemicals persist in our bodies for like a decade. They persist in the environment, in our waterways, they end up in the Arctic, in the northern countries, and we end up having to deal with the ramifications of these harmful chemicals for many years to come.
In 2009, a UN convention listed several chemical flame retardants as persistent organic pollutants. The flame retardants used today are in the same family, but we know a lot less about them. And either way, both the old ones and the new ones are still all around us in our daily lives. I confess to Zota that I don't know what to do, short of never sitting down again.
There are some things you can do, like you can wash your hands frequently, you can try to be more vigilant about the way you clean to reduce dust. You can try to buy certain products that would have less of these chemicals. But this is a problem that requires collective action, because you can't shop your way out of this problem, or you can't clean your way out of this problem, because you're not in control of so many of the environments that you exist in.
Back in my house, I look at my couch, my office chair, my mattress, my rug, all of which have TB117 tags. And even though I know Zota's right, I decide it might be a good time to start dusting. In Oakland, I'm Eric Newman for Cross Currents.